You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. You can call me Gregory. And welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you're doing really, really well. Thanks for joining me again so we can cover another toxin that's in the earth and that we're exposed to. It's like the toxins of the week. Dun, dun, dun. Today we're going to cover Teflon. I mentioned probably back in naturopathic episode number 5 or 6, top five toxins that you want to remove out of your house. And I had mentioned Teflon pans, but I wanted to have an episode that was solely devoted to Teflon and the chemical that's in Teflon, because like fluoride, like plastics, like the parabens, like chlorine, these are things that we're exposed to every day. And so I thought it was really important to just have a short episode covering PFOAs. So before we begin, please go to my website, Naturopathic Earth. I posted some recent articles about binge eating, ways that you can divert your attention from binge eating. And I understand that some of you don't have that problem, but that's my history, detailed in the Confessions of an Obese Child podcast that I have. So I recently published an article about that. And of course, the last couple of MP radios have been on vaccines that have been very well received and well downloaded. So I appreciate the support on that because I think it's so important. I recently posted on Facebook after I posted the last episode on Gardasil on Monday, any people that had any side effects to Gardasil, them or their family members, and I got a bunch of responses. I mean, it's amazing how many people have been adversely affected by Gardasil and by the flu vaccine, and it's just, it's sad. It's sad to hear about people, tweens that will never have children because of a vaccine that they didn't need, that doesn't even protect you. It's just very, very frustrating. All right, so let's begin. So today we're going to talk about PFOAs. And what I decided to do here is we're going to essentially read off of an article from the LA Times about nonstick Teflon pans. And then we're going to glean from the EWG, the Environmental Working Group. It's a great website. It's a great organization. They're the ones that are responsible for the Dirty Dozen pesticide list. They have a list on plastics. They have a app on parabens. They have an app on cosmetics where you can type in a particular cosmetic or shampoo or whatnot, and they'll tell you how toxic they are. It's a great website. So let's read from the LA Times. This is 2015. Time to toss your nonstick pans. Maybe not. More than 200 scientists from 38 countries say we should avoid a family of chemical compounds that is found in nonstick cookware. So does that mean we should toss all those slippery skillets? Oh, this author, Russ Parsons, he's so funny. The answer is more complicated than you might think. I don't think it is complicated, Russ. Beware, many acronyms and some math follow. The so-called Madrid Statement, published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives this month, makes a strong argument for tossing your nonstick cookware. The compounds in question are called poly and perfluoroalkyl substances, PFASs for short. They're used in a wide variety of applications, from flame retardants to the grease-proof lining of food-to-go cartons, as well as nonstick lining of pots and pans. Flame retardants, it reminds me of BVOA. We should just do an episode on BVOA, how they used to put that in Fanta and Gatorades, and you still actually find them in some drinks. The next episode, perhaps. The problem with these PFASs is that there's evidence that some of them can cause health problems, including liver issues, disrupting the immune and endocrine systems, your hormones, and causing organ tumors, as well as being associated with several specific types of cancer. Among other things, that's no big deal. Yet another hormone disruptor that we have to deal with, in addition to plastics and parabens and phthalates and fluorides and puppies and the wind, right? They also last for a long time in the body and in the environment. But wait, It says the Fluoro Council, a trade group for the technology. Oh, I'm sure they are very objective and not biased, right? The lobbyist for PFAS is the Fluoro Council, right? In response to EHP, which was the Environmental Health Perspectives, the journal that published that article saying that it's bad, they say the science the Madrid statement is based on refers to a type of PFAS is called long chain, which the industry has been phasing out for the last several years in favor of short chain PFAS, as have been found to be less toxic than the old version. Less toxic. It's not found to be not toxic. It's found to be less toxic. Whew. Quote, the Fluoro Council could support many of the Madrid statement policy recommendations if they were limited to long-chain PFASs, they say in their response. However, the applications of these recommendations to a broad universe of PFASs simply cannot be supported. Oh, yes. It reminds me of the argument on phthalates, right? Well, maybe we should ban some of the branches, but let's not ban all of the branches, right? So we can placate the yummy mummies and the angry, we want toxins out of our food supply people like myself, but we can still placate the plastics and phthalate industry by having the other sister chemicals allowed. Similar to what they do with BPA, right? Let's ban BPA in baby items, but we'll just let all the other bisphenol chemicals still allowed so we can still make our money. But give the idea, give the view that we really care about your infant, which we don't give a damn about. Another point of view comes from Joe Schwartz, director of McGill University's Office for Science and Society and a columnist for the Montreal Gazette. Montreal, it's a beautiful town. I've been to Quebec. I've been to Quebec City. Lovely, lovely part of Canada. Canada is just beautiful. The dose makes the poison is one of the most important rules of toxicology. This means that dangerous things in small amounts can be harmless, while even the safest things in large amounts can be damaging. That's why traces of natural occurring arsenic in celery are fine. The drinking too much water can make you sick. Yeah, that's like hyponatremia. That's like if you drink like 8 gallons of water at one time. Like, who's drinking 8 gallons of water? I love this. I love this guy. This guy makes me laugh. Schwartz reported on a little experiment. The author ground the surface of a nonstick pan with a wire brush and analyzed it for the amount of PFOA, the most worrisome of the PFASs it contained. PFOA is the most famous one of these on the nonstick. He then calculated the amount that would be extracted during cooking and compared it with the lowest safe dose. He found even for a 20-pound child, that factor was still more than 1,500 times more than the maximum safe dose that could come from a pan. Quote, so the bottom line here is that exposure to PFOA from a Teflon-coated pan is insignificant. All right, so a couple of things with this Schwartz guy. What do we know about him? He's probably funded by the Fluoro Council. He probably gets a lot of funding to do studies for the industry, and that's how he makes his money. You always got to follow the money, guys. Quo bono. Who profits? And a lot of these independent studies are really funded by big pharma or big plastics or big food, and they fudge the statistics, right? Or I just have confirmation bias, and this guy's completely legit, maybe. But the argument that, well, you know, small amounts of toxins don't have a cumulative effect on the body. Well, first of all, the liver is the main organ that's cleaning us out. But when the liver is exposed to all these chemicals that we've covered in the last 50-something episodes, year after year after year after year, it does add up. And honestly, if we don't need these toxic chemicals, why do we even tolerate them? We don't need them, just like with the Gardasil vaccine, just look at all these things. They don't are necessarily effective, but they sell it on convenience, right? I remember when Teflon pans came out in the 80s, the nonstick pans, and we're like, oh my God, this is so revolutionary. Nobody at the time questioned whether or not it'd be a problem. That's it, and there's so many examples of this, guys. There's so many examples of this. Like even now at the airports, right? And this is way off topic and very conspiratorial. But they're like, oh, you don't have to wait in long lines because we know it's inconvenient. We'll just scan your retina. Let's do biometric scanning. Let's scan your fingerprints. Let's scan your thumb scan. Yeah, that way you can just boop, go through the line, boop, go through the line. And then no one ever thinks, okay, first of all, where is that information going? What database is that going to? Do you think the airport's going to keep that? You don't think they're going to sell that to the CIA, the NSA, or some third party? You don't think that? Do we ever worry about that? I mean, the plan, for example, is to get us on a cashless society. I mean, there's white papers going back to the 70s about this. They want to get us off cash because cash cannot be traced. And they want us to use credit cards. And eventually, the credit cards will be inserted into our wrists. And you've seen commercials on this. 4 or 5 years ago, I remember during the Super Bowl, they had one where some guy was going through the supermarket. He looked really secretive. And then he walked out the door. And then they zoomed to the cop. And the cop was just like, do-do-do. And the guy turned around. And he showed that it was scanned. He walked through it. And it scanned off of his body. And so the plan, in the name of, oh, we can have a lot of counterfeiting of the credit cards, right? Identity theft. They're already setting us up for this, that eventually we'll have the card somehow implanted into our wrist or somewhere like that. And so we can conveniently walk around. But people don't think about how it's just leading us to be traced, all our purchases being tracked and traced. Well, then you'll be like, well, Gregory, what's wrong with being tracked and traced? There's a lot of things wrong with being tracked and traced. We freaking don't live in Eurasia in Orwell's 1984. We should be able to buy things without it being tracked. This is why I'm completely against courtesy cards from the grocery stores or from pharmacies, because first of all, they mark up the price, and then you think, well, if you use a courtesy card, you get a discount. You're not getting a discount. They've already marked up the price, just like when you get a free continental breakfast at a hotel. You're not getting a good deal, but the thing is that they're tracking everything you buy. And how do you know they're not going to sell to an insurance company? And then the insurance company is going to be like, oh, we got to raise your premiums because you've been eating too many Fruit Loops and Ding Dongs. So guys, think about that. Anyways, not to go off topic here. So let's go over to the EWG. Well, we know nonstick pans are very easy. They're easy to clean. They're very convenient. But they do have some problems, right? So let's talk about this. Why should we skip the nonsticks? Nonstick surfaces are metal pans, such as aluminum pans, coated with a synthetic polymer called polyetrafluoroethylene, PTFEs, also known as Teflon, a DuPont brand trademark. Well, if you know anything about DuPont, they were responsible for getting fluoride into our water. Thank you, DuPont. And they're responsible for so much other garbage that's been spewed on us. Toxic fumes from the Teflon chemical released from pots and pans at high temperatures may kill pet birds and cause people to develop flu-like symptoms called the Teflon flu, or as scientists describe it, polymer fume fever. Ingesting particles that flake off scratch nonstick cookware isn't toxic because solid PTFE flakes are inert. Whew. But we have to worry about it being released in the gas. Manufacturers' labels are often warn consumers to avoid high heat when cooking on Teflon. But the EWG Commission test conducted in 2003 showed that just in 2 to 5 minutes on a conventional stovetop, cookware coated with Teflon and other nonstick surfaces could exceed temperatures at which the coating breaks apart and emits toxic particles and gas. So when you breathe kitchen air polluted with fumes from overheated Teflon, you're at risk for developing flu-like symptoms. The long-term effects of routine exposure to Teflon fumes and from Teflon flu itself have not been adequately studied. However, PFCs, which is the family of all these nonstick stuff, have been found in nearly all Americans tested by federal public health officials. Chemicals from this family are associated with smaller birth weight and size in newborn babies, elevated cholesterol, abnormal thyroid hormone levels, liver inflammation, and weakened immune defense against disease. Oh, that's all right, right? Who needs babies that are a regular healthy weight? Psh, who needs that? Environmental hazards, manufacturing PFCs, and the consumer products that contain them pose great risk to the environment and wildlife. Man, who cares about the fish? The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says PFCs present, quote, persistence, bioaccumulation, and toxicity properties to an extraordinary degree. Great. Yay. All right, so let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about what can we do in the event that you have these nonsticks, and then what are some alternatives that you can use instead of the good old Teflons, and then we'll talk about Europe. Okay, we're back after that Euro trash music. Yeah. All right. So what are some alternatives that we can do to get rid of the nonsticks? There is a market. Look, I mean, I know a lot of you who go to Whole Paycheck, you've probably seen the green pots and pans, and there's definitely a market, but it's like BPA free. It's like there haven't been enough studies that have been done on these green or not nonstick ones, the ones that say they're PFOA free. There really have been a lot of studies, and you know, there is false advertising all the time. Now, if I had to choose between a DuPont Teflon and one that says it's PFO-free or green, I'd probably pick the PFOA, but you know, it's not like I have a lab in my house that can do these studies. But some old school alternatives are going to be like stainless steel. Stainless steel is a terrific alternative to nonstick cooking service. And most chefs agree that stainless steel browns foods better than nonstick services. Stainless steel is pretty expensive, and they are harder to clean. I mean, again, it's all about the convenience. And then you can go old school camping with cast iron, right? Cast iron remains a great alternative to nonstick cooking services. It's the natural nonstick. Cast iron is extremely durable, and you can kill people, right? You hit over the head. You can kill a bear with it if you're hunting. Or if you're camping, and can be preheated to temperatures that will brown meat and will withstand oven temperatures well above what is considered safe for nonstick pans. So cast iron, I mean, I've had cast iron ones, and to me, I find them difficult to clean. Stainless steel, I don't think I've ever had a stainless steel nonstick cooking surface. I don't think I have, but cast iron I have, and they're just really hard to clean. So what's my alternative? Just eat yogurt bowls and stuff where I don't have to cook stuff, right? But, you know, you can't really avoid it, because then when you eat out, I mean, what do you think they're using there? And even though these studies show that most of the toxins, the endocrine disruption, the low baby weight, the liver toxicity, all these things are mostly done from the inhalation of the PFOAs, I mean, there's studies showing that we ingest it. And that would make sense too, right? Because if you're flipping your meat or your vegetables on this nonstick, imagine that being like a gooey kind of molasses coating, and you're flipping it back and forth. What's to say that it's not going to get in our digestive system? And even though the previous article said that it's inert, call me a little skeptical, because I don't know, maybe I have a reason to be skeptical, but I just don't believe it. All right, so how to cook with nonstick if you're stuck with it, no pun intended, right? Never preheat nonstick cookware at high heat. Empty cans can rapidly reach high temperatures. Heat at the lowest temperature possible to cook your food safely. I think that's great advice. You know, we also see that advice for cooking in olive oil, because a lot of those oils, and if you go back to the episode on oils and fats, we want to cook them at a low temperature, because once you start cooking them at a high temperature, they oxidize. Number two, don't put nonstick cookware in an oven hotter than 500 degrees. Number three, use an exhaust fan over the stove. Again, we just talked about inhalation being the main problem. Number four, keep pet birds out of the kitchen. The fumes from an overheated pan could kill a bird in seconds. Oh, that's so sad. I'm just wondering, like, who keeps birds in their kitchen? I guess you could have like a little cage with Tweety Bird. But I don't know. Do people have like pet parrots that they're just hanging out in the kitchen? I'm sorry. I shouldn't make a joke of it. But it's just kind of funny to imagine like there's a bird hanging out in your, just a wild bird just hanging out in your kitchen, just falls over. Oh. Number five, skip the self-cleaning function on your oven. It cleans by heating to high temperatures, which can release toxic fumes from nonstick interior oven parts. That's good to know. I never think about that. I always think that self-cleaning ovens are a great thing. So that's good to know. Thanks, EWG. Nonstick ovens. I remember I used to tell the students about the vagina when we talk about the microbiome and how there's a very delicate balance down there and that douching shouldn't be done. This was a long time ago when I taught college. I'd say like the vagina is a self-cleaning oven. Just leave it alone. You don't need to douche. Just leave it alone. It cleans itself. Number six. Choose a safer alternative when buying new cookware. Again, go stainless steel or cast iron, or try PFOA and just hope that they're pretty good. So PFCs or PFOAs, they're all from the same chemical family, are ubiquitous, meaning they're everywhere, both in and out of the kitchen. They are widely used as water, stain and grease repellents for food wrap, carpeting, furniture, and clothing. They keep food from sticking to pots and pans, repel stains on furniture and rugs, and make the rain roll off your raincoats. They're just everywhere. They're, as I mentioned, they're in the lining of fast food wrappers. So like anytime you get, I don't know, something from Burger King or whatever, and you unwrap it, you know, the wrapper's kind of like smooth. Thanks, PFCs. The last thing I want to mention before I finish up here is that Europe banned Teflon. It banned Teflon. And the thing is, here in America, the last I remember, like the plan was back in 2008 that they were going to ban Teflon altogether. And by 2020, all the Teflon had to be phased out. So a couple of things here. Going back to that first article about the long chains and the short chains, why do they need 12 years to phase this out? If this is toxic to us, and I know, you know, the trade lobbyists say it's not, but even if there's a remote chance that it's toxic, shouldn't we try to take it out in less than 12 years? Europe's taking it out. Shouldn't we take it out? I mean, I know our science might be a little slow because we've shipped all of our sciences and technology to other countries, but I don't know. I don't think it should take us 12 years to get Teflon out of our pots and pans. Now, we know why they're doing this, because they still want to make as much profit as possible before they slowly phase out the Teflon and come up with some new chemical that's nonstick, which I'm sure we're going to find out is toxic too. But it's just so aggravating that the industry and the bribed, paid off politicians allow this. Yeah. We know it's bad for you. Wink, wink. Just make as much profit off of these people and get them sick and cancerous and give them thyroid problems and hormone problems and liver problems. And, you know, just make as much money as you can off of 20, in 12 years by 2020. And then we can phase it out. And then you can bring in your next toxic. And hey, I need my next mordida, as they say in Mexico, in Spanish, my next little bite. You know, that's what the politicians want. So it's just highly aggravating and infuriating. But the last thing I want to say is just, if you got Teflon, throw them out, especially if you look at your Teflon and it's scratched up, because lots of times we'll be cutting meat on the Teflon and you're scratching it up. The same can be said for cutting boards, plastic cutting boards. But if you look at your nonstick pan and it's all scratched up again, once you scratch it up, you're exposing yourself to more of the PFC. So throw it out. Suck it up, get the stainless steel, get the at least PFOA free, that the ones I have, or get the cast iron, but just get them out. Don't wait till 2020. All right. Okay guys, thanks for joining me today. Until next time, take care, God bless, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.